Yeah, no sense holding back now. Got to go all out.
Last game of the year.
Last game of the year if you don't win, but you have to go all out. Yeah, both these teams have played through the regular seasons for the Boyer Valley Bulldogs. Coach Larry Nielsen, they are 7-15 on the season, playing through a pretty tough Western Valley Conference. Their wins this year coming against Logan Magnolia on the road. They had a long stretch of losses as they started the season with just one win. Trying to count on the fly here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just 1-9 to start the season before things kind of picked up for them a little bit with wins on the road against Charter Oak Youth, Siouxland Christian. They finally won a home game on January 17th. That was their first home victory against Glidden-Ralston, a non-conference game. And then they finished the season, though, with three straight victories against Logan Magnolia, West Harrison, and West Monona. So a little bit of momentum coming into the tournament for the Bulldogs. On the other side for Exira EHK, they've had a pretty good season in a relatively weak Rolling Hills Conference this year as they picked up a record of 16-5 on the season, finishing in second place in the Rolling Hills Conference behind Adair Casey, who went through the season undefeated in conference play. Their losses coming to Adair Casey twice in conference play. They also lost to Peyton Sherdan. They lost to Trainer in non-conference play, and they were also defeated by Nishnabotna by one. Most of their games have been relatively close. They're a team that if they don't turn the ball over, and that's the bugaboo for a lot of girls' teams, but if they don't turn the ball over and control the basketball and make good decisions, they can have themselves some success. And they're hoping to do that here on their home floor tonight.
And they are out there getting prepared to do so here this evening. We're just a few minutes away here from getting things going here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and come back and look at the starting lineups here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Ryman's Interiors in Atlantic is your full-service furniture store. You'll find beautiful bedroom, dining, and living room sets. Stop in to browse through their gallery and check out their many accessories for your home. Ryman's Interiors in Atlantic on the east edge of town. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in Atlantic today. The Cass County Recycling Center, reminding you to do your part to preserve the environment and recycle. Just think how much lighter that garbage bag could be. Cass County Recycling Center and you working together to secure a future for our families.
Back here to Elkhorn tonight. Chris Parks, Jim Field along with you here for postseason basketball. 1A regional play here between Boyer Valley and Exira EHK. Spartans and the Bulldogs getting ready to get out there and get this one started here tonight. As I mentioned, the winner of tonight's game would then move on to play next Tuesday, the 12th, and they'd be playing against the winner of West Harrison and Heartland Christian. That game going on tonight in Mon Damon and getting underway here at 7 o'clock as well. We'll take a look now here at these two starting lineups for these two teams, starting off with the road squad, the Boyer Valley Bulldogs, head coach Larry Nielsen. They're 7-15 overall. Here's their starting five. Number 11, Morgan Strait, the 5'3 freshman. Number 13, Brooke Hess, the 5'3 freshman. Number 41, Megan Barrett, the 5'8 senior. Number 43, Amy Klein, the 5'9 sophomore. And number 45, Emmy Wood, the 5'7 senior. Your starting five for the Bulldogs.
Well, you usually don't see these kinds of things, but it's a freshman, Morgan Strait, who leads them in a lot of categories. As Strait leads them in scoring at 9.4 a game. Amy Klein leads in a lot of different categories, though. She's their second-leading scorer, 7.3 a game. She's also their leading rebounder with 188 on the season, and she leads them in steals with 77. She's been an active young lady. Megan Barrett also averaging 7.1 points a game. As a team, the Bulldogs shoot 29.7% from the floor. They've been challenged from the floor this year. 23.5% from the arc and just under 50% from the free throw line on the season. They've turned the ball over, I'd say, this 653 times this year. They've struggled at times hanging onto the basketball, needless to say. That's against 178 assists, and they've also stolen the ball 246 times on the season. So as we said, both of these teams are teams that can struggle hanging onto the basketball in different situations. They need to control possession.
That's a look there at the Bulldogs. For the home squad, the Exira EHK Spartans, head coach Tom Peterson, they're 16-5 here on the year. Here's their starting five tonight. Number 12, Rachel Smith, the 5'8 sophomore. Number 14, Sydney Parker, the 5'3 junior. Number 20, Morgan Hedrick, the 5'5 senior. Number 22, Chansey Nelson, the 5'6 senior. And number 34, Kennedy Madsen, the 5'9 sophomore. Your starting five for the Spartans.
Spartans led by Rachel Smith. She leads in about all the categories. She's their leading scorer at 15 and a half. She also leads them in rebounds, assists, steals, and block shots. Chansey Nelson also averaging 11 points a game, averaging in double digits on the season.
Already to get started here tonight, teams have been introduced, and now we're going to listen in here this evening for your national anthem. Taken care of here tonight, and we're ready to play basketball here this evening in Elkhorn. Once again, we're at the Elkhorn Kimbleton High School. The high school now shared here. Of course, these two programs joining up here a couple of seasons ago, Exira and Elkhorn Kimbleton, now the Exira EHK Spartans, and the Rose Squad tonight, the Booyer Valley Bulldogs. And both teams are getting ready to get out there on the floor here and get this one started here tonight. Once again, for Booyer Valley, it's Morgan Strait, Brooke Cass, Megan Barrett, Amy Klein, and Emmy Wood. For the Spartans, Rachel Smith, Sydney Parker, Morgan Hedrick, Chansey Nelson, and Kennedy Madsen here, your starting lineup. And into the center circle, Kennedy Madsen will step in there. She'll be jumping up against Amy Klein to start off the contest here this evening. Ball taps up in the air, and it's won by Booyer Valley as Klein got up there and tapped it back. We'll start things off here. Brooke Haft has it. She'll fire left side into the hands of Barron. Back up top now. Haft over to Barron. She'll drive to the baseline and get cut off there. Kick it back up top. Drive by Haft to the free throw line. Kick back out Barron. Baseline shot on the way. And a foul going to be called here as well. Reaching in Rachel Smith. They're going to call her with a little touch foul there. And we'll have two shots coming here early on from Megan Barron. First free throw is up and good.
I was going to say, Chris, that's one player that the Exira EHK really can't afford to get in any kind of early foul trouble. They need Rachel Smith on the floor.
She is definitely the floor general for the Spartans. Barron has one more free throw. It's up and good as well. So she makes them both, and it's 2-0 here. Bulldogs just underway here tonight. 1A regional basketball play. It's a pass into the right side. Chansey Nelson fires it down underneath. Rachel Smith posting. She gets fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. And that foul is going to be whistled against Amy Klein. She'll pick up the first for Booyer Valley. Rachel Smith will step up to the free throw line here for a pair to try to tie it up. It's 2-0 Bulldogs here early on. 7:31 left in this first quarter. Free throw on the way and good. One more coming here for Rachel Smith. Up and good. Ties it up at 2 apiece.
The part's like the Elks hoop shoot here tonight. A lot of free throws.
Who's going to move on to the next round? Now we've got a foul on the sideline. As reaching in over there, we're going to have a hand check foul here against the Spartans. And that'll be whistled against Hedrick. Morgan Hedrick picks up her first, second against the Spartans now. Inbound, and we'll have it up top here. It's half, driving, kicks it right side. Barron, she'll dump it back up top. Pass back to Barron in the corner. Back to half. Now they pass it off here inside. Emmy Wood has traveled with it. Turns it back over now here to the Spartans, and inbound here, and they'll push it up the floor with Rachel Smith.
Two seniors, a sophomore, two freshmen, and those two freshmen are very active in the offensive scheme of things for Boyer Valley, so you understand why they do have some turnovers.
Nice lob down low, the back cut by Chancey Nelson. Rachel Smith found her down there, and she gets the easy lay-in, and we have our first field goal of the contest. Makes it 4-2, now almost a steal, and now an over-and-back call here as Barron had to go track it down, put her foot across the line, and turns it right back over here to the Spartans.
Probably a lucky break there for Xyra EHK because she was bumped pretty hard and Rachel Smith was right there, one of them. So that would have been a tough foul to take.
Smith has it up top now here after the inbound. Skip pass here. Parker back over to Smith. Nice, strong pass. Smith missed the three-pointer and Parker comes down with the rebound. Parker's going to run it out top now here. She'll kick it over to Smith. Smith back to Parker. Parker looking inside. Now back to Smith. And a reach-in foul going to be called here. Hedging out to try to tip that one away was Emmy Wood. She'll pick up her first foul.
A little too aggressive that time. Really didn't have much of a shot at the steal there. But she committed, couldn't stop.
Inbound now here for the Spartans as Smith will look to lob it in. She gets it in here to Parker. It's a tough pass. They had to go back into the backcourt to save it. Egret came up with it. Gets it off now here to Parker. Back across they go to Smith. Smith will fire it into the corner. Right now it's down low. They'll kick it across. Madsen got it to Hegrick, and now a reach-in foul going to be called here against Boyer Valley. Trying to reach in against Hegrick, and that's going to be whistled against Megan Barrett. That'll be her first, third team foul against the Bulldogs. Inbound under the basket now here for Xyra EHK. They get into the corner here. Hegrick back to Smith. She'll curl around, stop at the elbow, kick it back to Hegrick. She'll go right baseline. Stop and pull up from 10. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's on the floor. Tied up between two Bulldog players, and now the Spartans get down there as Parker gets in there to tie it up, and it'll be Spartan basketball. So the possession arrow gives it here to the Spartans, and Rachel Smith will key it in from underneath. Spartans waiting, kicks it into the corner now. Egrick back to Smith. Smith going to curl around, stop. Jumps one up there from 12, no good. Rebound pulled down underneath by Barrett here for Boyer Valley. Up the floor they run. Into the hands now of Brooke Haft. Haft across into the hands of Barrett. Now they'll work it around out top. Haft will go drive to the free throw line, kick it back out to Barrett. She'll drive to the left side, kick it in the corner. Long shot just inside the arc is up and no good. Came right back into the hands of Klein, though. She went back up with another shot. That one was partially blocked, and now it's tapped out of bounds as the Bulldogs save it underneath. Off the Spartans, and it'll be Bulldog basketball as Morgan Strait saving it there along the baseline. Sydney Parker checks out. Claire Paulson checks in now here for the Spartans. Inbound pass goes into Strait. Back up top Haft. Now into the hands of Barrett. Barrett back to Haft. She'll fire one up from 16. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Paulson. Paulson runs it up ahead. Throws it out ahead in front of Madsen. And Hegrick stole it away as it was almost lost for a moment. Then she traveled with it trying to corral the basketball. So they'll turn it over and give it back down here to Boyer Valley and some full court pressure put on here by the Spartans. Inbound. They work it up the floor nicely. Get it to Barrett. She'll go all the way to the rack on the run. Missed it with the right hand. The rebound fought for on the floor. Rachel Smith picks it up.
I'm sorry, Chris. I was going to say she had Emmy Wood open up there ahead of the play, but failed to get her the ball. Didn't convert the shot attempt either.
And now Claire Paulson fell down trying to get the pass from Rachel Smith, and then it's tied up, so the arrow will give it back here to Boyer Valley. So the Spartans fail to take advantage in transition as well, and the Bulldogs now will kick it up the floor. And it's ended out of the hands over that far side, and they're going to say last touch by the Bulldogs. Morgan Strait couldn't hang on to the pass. Simple missed execution that time for the Bulldogs. Substitutions now here for Xyra EHK, as Taylor Paulson and Brenda Julesgaard are going to check in. Egrick and Madsen will head to the bench. Inbound, Rachel Smith will go right side on the dribble, against some pressure in the full court there by Haft. Dumping inside now, Chancey Nelson. She'll curl around, dump it along the baseline. Nice pass across into the hands of Julesgaard, and a reach-in foul whistled against Emmy Wood, her second. Inbound will come underneath here again. That's the fourth team foul, here against the Bulldogs. Katie Codgel will check in now here to the lineup here for the Bulldogs. inbound, and Chancey Nelson drives in the lane. Close one up inside there from about 11 feet. Flashes it home. Chancey Nelson, the only player with a field goal in the contest so far, and makes that a change now because they got it down to Katie Cogdell down on the other end, and she was able to splash it home underneath as they got her in transition. It's now 6-4. Spartans with the lead here and the basketball back. Smith works it over left side. Claire Paulson now down in the corner. Jules guard down low. And back into the hands of Nelson. Now they work it outside. Claire Paulson, the three-pointer's no good. Rebound comes out way long, and Paulson's able to track it down before it gets to the sideline. Now the pass inside. They try to force one into Nelson. It's tapped away and stolen. Bulldogs come away with it. Up the floor, they'll run. Ask gets it over now to Barrett. They left her alone. She'll try the three, and she splashes it home. Megan Barrett with the triple, and it's 7-6 Bulldogs. Rachel Smith now will key things for the Spartans. They get it inside, and Nelson back outside Smith. She'll try to answer with a three. It's good. Rachel Smith found a seam. It's now 9-7. Pressure here in the full court. Good job breaking the pressure for a moment, but unable to hang on to the pass down low that time was Cockle. And now a traveling violation whistle here against the Spartans as they got tied up with each other. Chancey Nelson and Claire Paulson trying to control the basketball there. So a couple of turnovers there on that possession, and now the Bulldogs have it again underneath. Bulldogs looking a little confused, trying to get some instructions here from the sideline. Now they'll throw it in. In the hands of Cogdell. Now they pass it off. Shot up and no good that time by Taylor Rassel, who just checked in. And the rebound comes down here to the Spartans. They'll run it up the floor. Nelson off to Smith. Long three-pointer coming. It's good. Rachel Smith showing some confidence from the outside, and it's 12-7. Up the floor now. Morgan Strait will dump it off to Barrett. Barron on the right side, bounce pass up to the high block, working and moving and spinning inside and putting it up and in that time is Amy Klein. Nice looking move to get herself a little space. 12-9. Spartans still lead. They have the basketball here. Parker's back in the game. She has it. Off to Nelson now. Nelson got fouled. Is reaching in there that time. The Leafs are going to hit Taylor Rassel with the foul. That is the case. It'll be her first. Fifth team foul now here against the Bulldogs. So quite a number of fouls here early on in this one. Pass up top, Nelson. She'll curl around, stop and fire. Went up from 14. No good. Rebound fought for. Pulls it down. Stops. Fires up another short shot. Missed it along the baseline. And the rebound into the hands of Klein. She'll bring it up the floor herself this time. Stop with it out front. They leave her open. She'll try the three. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Parker. Parker will pull it down and dribble off the floor, crossed over, go left side in the hands here of Nelson. Falling down in transition was Strait. She's able to get back up and get back on defense. Now Smith, another three at the top of the key, no good. Rebound, though, Chancey Nelson went up high to get it. Gets it off to Hegrick. She gets into traffic, had it blocked away from her. Now a lot of bodies flying to try to get the ball back. Hegrick came up with it. Nelson, nice pass across, into the hands and an easy bucket of Kennedy Madsen. 14-9 now. Spartans with the lead. Will scramble on defense, and they found the open player. Back the other way up top, and they leave open the shot from 15 there for Klein. Missed it. Got her own rebound, though. Missed it. She got fouled, but no call. And the rebound comes down to the Spartans. Little slap on the wrist there that time. Made that one come up short, but officials didn't catch it. Rachel Smith will have it out top now for Zyra EHK. Hegrick has it now in the corner. Back up top, Smith. Smith across to Parker. Parker looking, waiting. Now a bounce pass to Nelson. Back outside to Madsen, and we're going to have a three-second violation whistle here against the Spartans.
I thought she walked there, too, the way she kind of picked up both feet, spinning around after she picked up that dribble.
Substitutions here for both squads. We see Claire Paulson come back in now here for the Spartans. Also coming back in was Brennan Julesgaard. Bulldogs will bring it up the floor here. They'll throw it left side. Cogdell, bounce pass over to Whitney Klein, who just checked in. Now a baseline shot up and no good by Amy Klein, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot, too. Foul whistled there against Spartans as Brenna Julesgaard picks up her first 13th foul against the Xyrie AHK. First free throw up on the way and good. Amy Klein, 3 points now in the game. One more shot coming to four. Free throw up and good. Knocks them both down. 14 to 11 now, 3-point game. Inbound, Parker has it, brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Hegrick, now down in the corner. In the hands of Madsen. Now Claire Paulson wide open in the lane. Missed the shot, though. And the rebound then tapped out of bounds. Madsen touched it last. Tough point blank miss that time from Claire Paulson. And the Bulldogs have it back now here. Just down three with 32 seconds left to go in the quarter. Pass over to Klein. Now back up top half. She'll drive right side. Pull up. Kick it back across. Amy Klein has it. She'll put it on the floor. Now kick it back up top. Pass. Back over right side. Pump fake and a move. And now a shot up and well short by Cogdell. And the rebound pulled down by the Spartans. Hegrick up the floor. 10 seconds to go. Off to Parker. Parker down in the corner here to Madsen. 5 seconds to go. Inside to Claire Paulson. Back outside Parker. She'll try the three. No good. And that's going to do it for the first quarter of play. Spartans lead it by three, 14-11. We'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Valley Mutual Insurance at Atlantic encourages you to have your insurance coverages reviewed by their friendly professional staff. It could paint a brighter picture for your future. Give them a call today, 243-4392. Valley Mutual Insurance Atlantic. When it comes to financial security, trust Thrivent Financial. Find out about the quality products and services they offer to help you reach your financial goals. Call Matt Heller from Audubon or Derek Sargent from Adair at 1-800-369-1527. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Elkhorn tonight, 14-11. The Xyrie EHK Spartans leading Booyer Valley in this girls' Class 1A regional first round matchup, lifting the lid on the postseason here tonight. And the Spartans have the basketball to start this second quarter. As they work it here right side, posting low is Chancey Nelson. Get it to her down low, and right back out it goes to Sydney Parker. Now Nelson, baseline jumper up, in and out, no good from 12. Rebound tapped out. Rachel Smith keeps it alive for the Spartans. Cross the lane, she'll feed the pass to Chancey Nelson, and she banks one up and in. Good ball movement that time off the rebound. 16-11, Spartans have the advantage. We're a half a minute into the second quarter. Weir Valley out top with the basketball. Klein here left side, fires up a three ball, no good. Quick trigger there by Klein, and the rebound to the Spartans, and back they come. Morgan Hegrick out top now to Rachel Smith. Hegrick here on the right side, drives to the baseline, cut off there. Nowhere to go, steps it back and bounces it off to Smith, who comes to help her out. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by Coach Tom Peterson. I'm not sure how they didn't hear it over by the bench, because we heard it all the way across up here in the Crow's Nest. He was shouting for a timeout, and usually the Peterson boys, they don't have to shout real loud. The voice tends to carry.
Yeah, he's over there doing jumping jacks, trying to get somebody to pay attention to him.
And I understand why he took the timeout. His team have a little bit of trouble getting in sync there on the offensive end that time down the floor. They've been doing a pretty good job of getting the ball moved around, but there's just been a few times where they get stuck in bad situations and then kind of panic a little bit and get out of their mode a little.
16-11, the Spartans lead. 7:08 to go here in the second quarter. We're just underway here in quarter number two. First round girls regional tournament game. Spartans will have it, and they'll inbound to get things restarted again. Sydney Parker will run the offense out top, posting inside Nelson. She turns in traffic, lost the ball. It's picked up by Hegrick. Her leaner is blocked from behind. Got it back, and now we got a foul call. Whitney Klein blocked it from the backside. Hegrick able to pull that one back down out of the air. And then we've got a foul call underneath. That's going to go against Katie Cogdell. And that will be her first. Team foul number six against the Booyer Valley Bulldogs. At the line is Morgan Hegrick for the Spartans. She'll get a chance to shoot a couple here. The first one is no good. That's the first miss of the night for either team. One more try coming for Hegrick. And her second one is good. So she gets one of her two. Her first point of the ballgame. 17-11 the score. 6:55 left to go second quarter. They bring it across the timeline, and ball was knocked away from Morgan straight, but picked up out near the center circle by the Bulldogs. Now to the baseline, Taylor Rassel drives, gets cut off, looks for help, and she needs to get rid of it quickly here, and just does to Amy Klein, who hands it off now to Barron, and she has the ball stripped away on the baseline. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Boyer Valley. And another timeout on the floor. This one asked for by the Bulldogs. And this will be a 30-second timeout as well, so we'll just leave it right here. 17-11 the score. We've got 6:37 left to play. And I don't know, Chris, I guess I feel like we've seen exactly what we kind of expected. The team's trying to take advantage of what they can. They're fairly well matched, and they both turn the ball over a lot.
Yeah, both teams are, you know, they get in situations sometimes where you can tell that sometimes either the inexperience or just maybe lack of confidence comes out, and they tend to do some things that are, you know, make it easy to turn the ball over. And of course, they're both very active too with their hands, and that causes a lot of balls to be swatted around, and that also causes some scrambles sometimes, which leads to those turnovers. But yeah, Boyer Valley and Xavier HK both need to kind of calm down a little bit.
Bulldogs set a triple screen out top to get the ball to Barrett, and they're going to call her for an offensive foul as she kind of stumbled with the dribble coming down this right side, and she ran over Morgan Hegrick, and the foul whistled against Barrett will be her second. Player control foul, so even though it is the seventh team foul against the Bulldogs, there will not be a 1-1 for the Spartans. Rachel Smith will bring the ball up the floor now for Xyra EHK. Fires it here near side to Kennedy Madsen. Back all the way across to the corner it goes. Paulson down low posting as Nelson. Cross the lane it goes to Madsen. And she'll fire it back out. It's tipped and knocked away, but it's scooped up now by Paulson. And now she has the ball stripped free. It's loose on the floor, and we're going to have it tied up. Arrow points to Boyer Valley. That'll be a turnover. Neither one of these teams are that skilled at handling the ball that they can dribble creatively through traffic. They need to be a little bit more careful because both teams realize the number of turnovers that these two teams have had. So they're very willing to stick their hands in there and swat at basketball. Back up the floor now comes Boyer Valley. Straight with the basketball here near side. It's stripped away from her and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Morgan Hegrick will check back in as Claire Paulson checks out now for the Spartans. Just a little bit ago, Amy Klein checked back into the lineup for Boyer Valley. Boyer Valley basketball as they'll inbound. The high post, Rassel. She'll take it down the lane. Fire one up awkwardly. No good. Rebound Nelson for the Spartans. Nelson will turn and run it up the floor now. Left side it goes to Hegrick. Sets up on the arc. The shot's not there. Now she'll dribble in and pick up the dribble. Nowhere to go. Back out top it goes as they'll reset. Parker with the basketball for the Spartans. Back to Hegrick left corner. She'll launch the three ball. No good. And it's off the top of the backboard. It comes down to Nelson. Her awkward shot, no good. Rebounded inside by Madsen. Her putback, no good. And now the rebound cleared for Boyer Valley by Amy Klein. Boyer Valley up the floor. Right side on the run. Oh, and the basket goes with a foul. An awkward shot by Amy Klein. But she was able to get the shot to go in. Looked like she was just kind of tossing it up just because the whistle was coming. And it banked home. And a foul whistled as well against the Spartans. We'll send her to the free throw line now. The foul whistled on Chancey Nelson. That is her first. One of those deals, you're going to get fouled. You might as well just toss it up there. It might go in. This time it did. And Klein converts the three-point play as she knocks down the free throw as well. Cuts the lead in half now. It's 17-14, a three-point lead for the Spartans. 5:20 left to go in this second quarter. Right side, Spartans have the ball. They'll kick it all the way across diagonally down low. Hegrick will feed it back out to Parker. Parker here near side now, dumps it off for Taylor Paulson. She'll drive her shot. Awkward, hit side of the backboard. Might have been tipped. Now the ball knocked free as she tried to toss a pass that was tapped out. And the ball on the floor again tied up, and this time the arrow points to the Spartans. Taylor Rassel was doing just that with Rachel Smith going after the ball on the floor. Spartans basketball, they inbound out top. Claire Paulson's check back in. They get it to the corner. Hegrick left side to three ball. No good. Side of the rim, and she can't get the rebound as it dances out of bounds. Came right back toward her, but she'd already cut up the floor. She tried to keep her position on the floor down in the corner, but couldn't reach it. The ball's out of bounds. Boyer Valley now just a three-point basket away from tying the ballgame. 17-14 the score. Spartans lead. 4:45 left in this first half. Boyer Valley front court. Out top, Barrett with it. She'll leave it here for Raffel. Raffel steps up to the arc left side. They leave her alone. Now she'll feed it. Tough pass to Morgan. Straight in traffic. Straight back to Raffel. She'll step in and fire one up just inside the arc. No good. Rebound. Tipped to the floor. Klein fought for it. Now she's rolled up on as it's tied up, and the ball will stay with Boyer Valley. Brooke Haas back into the ballgame now for Boyer Valley. Kennedy Madsen is checked back in for the Spartans. Boyer Valley ball, they inbound it. At the free throw line, the grab and the quick jumper up, no good by Katie Cogdell. The rebound of the Spartans, and now Chancey Nelson lost the ball. That should have been a traveling violation. She came up the floor with the dribble, lost it, and then grabbed it and kept dribbling, but instead it's knocked away after she scooped it back up, and it's going to be out of bounds back to the Spartans. Smith will inbound. Parker here in the, or Paulson right in the corner, fires a three, no good. Smith the rebound off the floor, strokes it right back up and in. Rachel Smith now in double digits with 10 points. It's 19-14. Spartans on top. High post for the basketball. Klein right side, her jump shot into traffic, and she's fouled. She curled and got bailed out. She dribbled right into a double team in the lane. And they're going to whistle Kennedy Madsen for her first foul. That'll send Klein to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple here. Have an awkward try. She wasn't going to have really much of a chance for the shot. She just turned and dribbled right into the double team. Had the shot blocked, but got the foul call. Klein gets two. The first one is good.
I think so far tonight here for Klein, she's just been kind of recognizing that a pretty good chance you're going to get some of those foul calls. So she's just trying to be aggressive and go right up with the shot, whether or not she thinks she has a good chance at it or not.
Sydney Parker in for Morgan Hegrick now for the Spartans. The second free throw try is good. Klein floats in a pair of them. Boyer Valley perfect from the line so far here tonight, 7 of 7. And they trail by three. It's 19-16 Spartans. Spartans ball, Nelson out top, fires it left side to Parker, to the corner, Paulson. Claire Paulson back out top, Parker, right side Nelson, she'll drive, stop and feed it out. Madsen all the way across left side to the circle, the three ball on the way, no good by Paulson, the rebound hits the floor, picked up by Madsen. The awkward shot doesn't go, but she's fouled, she'll get two free throws. Kennedy Madsen fouled down inside, going to whistle that on. I think Amy Klein, isn't it? Yeah, it's going to be Amy Klein's second. At the line, Kennedy Madsen for the Spartans, and her first free throw try is no good. For Boyer Valley, back into the ballgame now is Holly Brock, a 5'5 junior. As Megan Behrens will check out. Madsen's second free throw try is good. She gets one of her two. And the lead now is 4. 20-16 Spartans. 3.5 left to go before halftime. They fire it up the floor. Brooke Hast with it right side. Dumps it out top for Klein. Klein into the corner. Ball kicked. Kicked by her own teammate. Brooke Hast ended up getting a foot on it. Knocked it away. It's picked up by the Spartans. Up the floor they come. Smith right side. Curls into traffic. Fires one up. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped out. And it'll belong to the Bulldogs. Madsen up over the top, tapped that one out of bounds. Boyer Valley with it again. Pressure in the backcourt once again by Exira EHK. The inbound now comes here near center court. And they'll give it to Haft, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Haft out top, right side bounce pass down low. Goes to Brock. She turns, feeds it inside. Down low, Cogdell, and we're going to have a three-second violation. There's a lot of planting going on. We had some roots growing down there in that paint here on this near side. Having a slow developing play. Too much time in the lane. Up the floor come the Spartans now after the turnover. Quick jumper up, no good off the back of the rim by Nelson. And now a foul on Kennedy Madsen up and over the back on the rebound attempt. We're going to walk to the other side now as Boyer Valley will shoot free throws. Oh, check that. That's only the sixth team foul. No free throws.
Heger's back in there now as Chancey Nelson's going to take a break.
Klein will inbound to the backcourt for Boyer Valley. Well, she hopes to, anyway. And she throws it away. Stolen by Parker. Quick shot up. No good. Rebound hits the floor. Picked up underneath by Paulson. Stripped free. Now picked up by Parker. Spartans will keep. Heigrich, left side, dribble drive into a triple team. Has the ball knocked away. It's picked up by Smith. Smith will curl into the lane. Stop inside the free throw line. Shot no good. Hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound hits the floor. We're going to have a foul call underneath. Looks like the foul is going to be whistled against Morgan Heigrich. And now we'll walk to the other side as Boyer Valley will shoot free throws. Heigrich picks up her second. For the Spartans to the free throw, or for the Bulldogs, rather, to the free throw line, Holly Brock, her first trip to the line here tonight. Not tough to pick Brock out.
Yeah.
She's wearing those lime green and white sneakers with that purple uniform. Run into the bonus on the way now here by Brock, and that is no good. Danced in and out, and the rebound taken out of there by Rachel Smith. Spartans up the floor quickly. Paulson, right side, pulls up. The leaner, no good. Rebound inside to Klein for the Bulldogs. 20-16, Exira EHK leads it. 2:10 left to play in the half. Cogdell, open, right side, throws one up. No good from 17. The rebound to Madsen inside for the Spartans. And Madsen will give it to Smith, and Smith this time will slow things up a bit, walk it up the floor. Gets across the timeline against Hast. They screen. Smith into the lane. Stops. 12-footer. No. Front of the rim. Rebound. Madsen inside. She falls to the floor and has to travel. She stumbled in traffic. Ended up down on her knees. That'll turn the ball right back over to the Bulldogs.
Give her an A for effort, I guess. She tried to put the ball up and take a shot off her knees.
For the Spartans, Taylor Paulson back in as Rachel Smith will take a breather. A minute 52 left in the second quarter. 20-16. Spartans lead the Bulldogs. Boyer Valley ball, Klein up the floor. Quickly here to the near side, knocked away. Tough pass, and we got a foul. Tried to stuff it down low to Cogdell running the floor. Was tipped out, and Strait picked it up, and then she got bumped and fouled. So Morgan Strait will go to the free throw line. That foul is going to go against Taylor Paulson, her first. Morgan Strait, who leads them in scoring, about 9.5 a game, gets a chance to shoot free throw, and she misses it. And the rebound to the Spartans. She's still without a point here in the ballgame. Exira EHK at the floor. Parker to the corner now it goes to Madsen. Madsen looking inside, stolen, threw it away as it's picked off. And now down on the floor, the ball fed out. Holly Brock got the steal. Klein up the floor for the Boyer Valley Bulldogs. Throws up a shot that was blocked. She was quite away from the rim to be tossing up a shot that looked like that. It was blocked away anyway, and the Spartans steal it. Parker now to the right side. Paulson down low, tipped and stolen. Tried to bounce feed one inside. It was knocked free. Boyer Valley now with the ball. Straight up the floor, down the left side, all the way to the rack. Her shot was tipped. No good. Rebound Madsen. Back the other way we come. Under a minute now to play in this first half. Neither one of these teams afraid to run the floor, that's for sure. They don't waste much time. Madsen outside now. From the left side, a quick jumper up. No good on the shot attempt down by Brenna Julesgaard, and the rebound is tied up, and it's going to belong to the Spartans. Smith back in. Taylor Paulson checks out. 43 seconds left in the second quarter. Parker will inbound underneath. It's knocked away by Klein. It looks like she threw the ball right to Klein. She taps it out of bounds. They're trying to flash Smith down the lane. Now the inbound's wide open here on the near side, and a ball is halfway down and back out again by Claire Paulson from the three-point line. Madsen, though, got the rebound down low, and she'll get free throws as she was fouled. That's Amy Klein, and that's going to be her third. Boy, they can hardly afford to lose her. She's been a pretty good force for Boyer Valley so far with 9 points. Free throw on the way is good by Kennedy Madsen. She makes the first. Klein will check out. Now Emmy Wood back in for Boyer Valley. The lead now is 5 for the Spartans, 21-16. Second free throw try by Madsen is no good. Skimmed the side of the rim. Picked up off the floor by Boyer Valley. 30 seconds left to play as they get across the timeline here in the second quarter. 21-16 the score. Cognell with it here near side. Not a half. She'll drive the right side of the free throw lane and leave it out top. Wood back here near side. Back out top, it's half. Now Cognell, she'll load up from 12. No good. Rebound tapped out. Picked up off the floor by Parker for the Spartans. 12 seconds left. Smith quickly to the front court. Madsen up the right side. The banker, no good. She's fouled. A couple of free throws coming here for Kennedy Madsen. She got fouled down low. That'll be Cogville picking up her second. 9 seconds left here in this first half. At the free throw line is Kennedy Madsen. She'll get a couple here out of this. The shooting foul. And the first one is good.
There's been some moments where the Spartans have pushed the ball up the floor and it's been out of control. That time, doing a good job of finding the player that was established on the block, and she was right there to turn around and get the foul call.
Rassel and Barrett check back in now for the Bulldogs. Second free throw by Madsen on the way. That's no good off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound, now lost it. It's out of bounds. She had it and then lost it as she tried to flash down the lane for a layup.
That would have been embarrassing. Nobody else was on the there to rebound. It was all four Booyer Valley players.
8 seconds left now in this first half as Booyer Valley inbounds in the backcourt, or they hope to. Still looking. Now the lob, it's loose, and it's picked up by the Spartans. Here near side, they dump it down low. Madsen open, the shot rolls in and out, no good. Rebound, the putback is good just before the buzzer by Rachel Smith. She got the rebound and tossed it back in off the window down on the right side, and that extends the lead to 8, the biggest of the game. 24-16. Exira EHK takes the lead here at halftime in front of the home crowd tonight. 24-16 as they outscore the Bulldogs 10-5 in a tough second quarter. 8-point lead for the Spartans at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. Back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Sanbothy Firestone, offering a complete selection of Firestone tires for your vehicle. They also offer alignments, lubes, oil filters, and batteries. That's Sanbothy Firestone, located on the east edge of Griswold on Highway 92. For consumer and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts, visit First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. For people who expect just a little bit more, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon riding mowers and Echo outdoor power equipment. They carry a wide selection of Briggs & Stratton and Kohler parts. Plus, they sell all types of tires and our Kruger seed deal. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Exira tonight, or in Elkhorn, actually, tonight. Where did we go? We're in Elkhorn tonight. Exira EHK with the lead here at halftime on their home floor as they lead it by a score of 24-16 here this evening. A decent first half, really, for both of these ball clubs. They both played hard, sometimes not necessarily always smart with the basketball. We saw a lot of turnovers at times here in this half, but it's been a hard-fought game, and you can't even stand still with a basketball without things being contested here tonight.
Yeah, and I guess both teams maybe realize that that's what they're going to have an advantage at, is just playing strong and aggressive and trying to get in there and swat at that basketball a lot. So of course, it results in a lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls for both teams. But at the same time, I guess that's where they see they maybe have an advantage to get out there and go and get an easy bucket in transition if you can from time to time. And when the teams have been settled down and done that under control, it's been successful. But there's also been a number of times for both teams where they've been out of control, and you know, it's either resulted in a turnover or just not a good look at the basket.
Yeah, and both of these teams have wanted to try to move the basketball up and down the floor. You can get these teams, both of them, in foul trouble because they're pretty free and easy with the arms trying to swat that ball away. We've seen that a little bit here tonight. The Booyer Valley Bulldogs have Amy Klein, their leading scorer, Here in the contest tonight, a sophomore with 3 fouls in the first half. Also, Emmy Wood, Megan Barrett, and Katie Cogdell each have 2 in the first half. On the other side for the Spartans, Morgan Hegrick picked up a couple, and Kennedy Madsen also with 2 fouls here in the first half. So you could see things change dramatically if a few key players pick up those important third or fourth fouls here early in this second half when we get started again, and that could really change the complexion of the basketball game because it's hard enough to find good ball handlers who are smart and protect that basketball in the first place.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, that might come down to the type of game at the end of the game where there's a lot of free throws being shot because of that aggressiveness, and you get teams into the bonus. And so far, both teams have been pretty good at the free throw line for the most part. Hoosier Valley especially, they started red hot at the line, and they've got some players, especially Amy Klein, have been pretty impressed. She's worked herself to the line a lot here tonight, and she's very good when she gets there. She's a very good shooter at the free throw line, at least so far here tonight. So that's, I guess, one advantage maybe you look at. But, yeah, both teams are going to have to play smarter, though, too, because you can't just continue to get, you know, those fouls on those key players especially and expect to, you know, continue to have a flow and rhythm to your game without those key stars out there. So they'll have to play a little bit more under control, I think, here in the second half in order to calm that situation down.
Well, and you can't afford too many mistakes. Of course, this is it. I mean, this is all she wrote. One of these teams is going to finish their season tonight, turn in their jerseys tomorrow. So once you hit the postseason, you can't afford just one bad game. You got to reserve those for the regular season and come out and play with everything you got here in this postseason. But as I said, play smart with the basketball. You just can't afford to give away too many empty possessions up and down the floor. Both these teams have seen plenty of those here early on. 24-16, Exira EHK with the lead over Bowyer Valley here at halftime in this girls' 1A regional first-round matchup tonight. We'll take a break and have more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all of your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry for now and forever. See Tammy Cullen at Cullen & Associates in downtown Atlantic for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements, annuities, plus farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen & Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Your entire family leads an active lifestyle. The Family Vision Center has eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle, from safety to fashion design, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff at the Family Vision Center today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, back with you here in Elkhorn tonight. We've got more basketball coming up for you yet this week here on KJAN. We're hardly close to finished. We've got games on Friday and Saturday night for you here on AM 1220. Tomorrow night, it's well, perhaps the biggest game of the year for the Atlantic boys basketball team. They'll play host to Creston tomorrow night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship on the line tomorrow night. They win. And they win. If they win the game, they'll be the conference champs. If not, well, Creston still has a game next week against Harlan, so their season is hardly close to over at that point. But big game tomorrow night, looking for a big crowd at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, and we'll have that game for you live tomorrow evening here on KJAN. About 7:30 or so is the scheduled start time of that basketball game. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that one should be a really fun basketball game. Like you said, you know, I hope see a big crowd there of folks in Atlantic. Might want to mark that one down on the calendar if something to do on a Friday night, because it'll be a really fun contest for two teams that are really fun to watch. They get up and down the floor.
And then Saturday night, we'll have another girls postseason tournament game for you as Chris and I will be making the trek way down southwest corner of the state. We'll head to Shenandoah as the Atlantic Trojan basketball team will open up Class 3A first-round regional play with a game on the road against the Phillies. And we'll have that contest for you Saturday night. And that'll be a 7 o'clock tip time, so we'll be on the air at about 6:50 Saturday night with that contest. And that'll be not too long after the Iowa Hawkeye basketball game finishes up, too. The Hawkeyes will have a game earlier on in the afternoon as they'll play host to, I believe, Northwestern on Saturday. And we'll have that game for you here on the radio as well. So plenty more basketball where this comes from coming up in the next couple of days here on AM 1220. Here at halftime is 24-16, Exira EHK with the advantage over the Bowyer Valley Bulldogs. Let's check some of the numbers for you here in the first half of our basketball game here tonight as these two teams back on the floor getting set for second half play. For Bowyer Valley, only three people on the scoreboard in the first half. Amy Klein had 9 points in the first half, 5 for Megan Barron, and also 2 for Katie Cogdell coming off the bench. That's kind of a tough performance here in this first half for Bowyer Valley. You got to have more points for more people.
Yeah, you really need to get some kind of scoring going. And surprising, guess I haven't watched Booyer Valley play, so I don't really know, you know, how they go about attacking the floor. But, you have a player that's in the stat sheet as one of your leading scorers. You would expect her to be more involved in the offense. And Morgan Strait was not involved in the offense at all in that first half. But they really tried to work the ball to Megan Barrett for the most part. She was kind of the key cog to running the offense there up and down the floor. And I would expect maybe they'll try to do some more things to get the ball into the hands of Morgan Strait to give her an opportunity to score.
Yeah, she really hadn't had the ball in her hands very much at all in that first half. 7 of 9 from the free throw line for Booyer Valley as well. They only had 4 field goals in the first half, but 7 of 9 from the line helped out their score sheet. On the other side for Exira EHK, 12 points for Rachel Smith. You expect her to put up points, and she did. Had 8 of those in the first quarter with a couple of 3 balls there. Also 6 points in the first half for Chansey Nelson, 5 for Kennedy Madsen, and 1 point here in the half for Morgan Hegrick. 6 of 10 from the free throw line for the Spartans here in the first half. We mentioned the foul situation already. Amy Klein of Booyer Valley has 3, while Katie Cogdell, Megan Barrett, and Emmy Wood each have picked up 2 in the first half. And for the Spartans, Morgan Hegrick and Kennedy Madsen each picked up 2 first half fouls in the basketball game. Just 16 minutes of basketball left for these 2 teams here tonight, and just 16 minutes left perhaps for one of these teams in their season. And for the seniors, perhaps their last 16 minutes of basketball coming up. So pretty important stuff right now. It's a time where coaches really don't need to say a whole heck of a lot. Just game plan a little bit. You really don't have to fire up kids at this point.
Yeah, there's no motivation issues here at this point in the year. They think they understand what the situation is, and they know that they got to go out there and get it done. I thought it was interesting, too, looking at the turnover numbers in the first half. The Spartans had 8 and the Booyer Valley with 7. And you would expect maybe more, just watching the game, look at the way it flowed. But I guess that also attributes to a lot of those possessions where maybe you did get a shot off, but it wasn't a great shot. So, it almost looked like a turnover just because it was such an empty possession, and both teams have struggled with that. But as far as actual turnovers go, I guess that's, down compared to their average on the year.
Yeah, some of the turnovers were saved, though, because the team that had the basketball and ended up having it tied up on the floor had the arrow in their favor, so it avoids the turnover. Booyer Valley will have the basketball as we start this third quarter. Chris Parks, take it away.
And we'll inbound it here on this near side as Megan Barron will key it in. She'll get it up top here into the hands of Brooke Hass. Hass out there. Also, Kitty Cogdell going to start here in the second half as well, along with Emmy Wood. They're going to lob it down to Wood on the block. She turns, puts one up. It's partially blocked there by Smith, and it went over the top of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by the Spartans. Hegrick has it. She gets it off to Chansey Nelson. She'll fire one up in the lane and knock it down. So just like the first half, Chansey Nelson, the one to get him started with the scoring here in the second half of play. It's 26-16. Now into the hands of Strait on the other end. She'll bounce it across to Emmy Wood. She'll back up and fire up a shot there from 10. No good. Rebound pulled down by Nelson. She'll run it up the floor to Hegrick. Bounce pass down low to Smith. Outside Nelson, 16-footer. Good. Quick timeout taken here by Booyer Valley. Great start here for the Spartans as we begin the second half of play. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And it's now ballooned out here with the first 4 points going from Chansey Nelson, and it's 28-16.
Very accurate in the way you described that, though, Chris, last time when you mentioned that Booyer Valley got the ball down low and then kind of falling away taking the shot. And that seems to be kind of the way the shots have been coming for Booyer Valley. While they're falling away from the basket, moving away, trying to get themselves free, Exira EHK has had a little bit better time moving the basketball, finding someone open who can step into a shot, like Chansey Nelson just did these last 2 times up the floor.
Both very good looks for Nelson, and she was able to knock him down. And now they'll put on the full court pressure here out of the timeout. Straight's going to inbound it here. Straight looking, can't find anybody, now gets it in the hands. Hass threw it in, got it into Straight. Now Hass gets it back. Hass up near the timeline, has it tied up by Hegrick, and the arrow belongs to the Spartans, so that'll turn it over here for the Bulldogs. Spartans get it back here. It's Nelson, Parker, Smith, Hegrick, and Madsen on the floor here for the Spartans early on in this second half. 7:04 left to go, third quarter, 28-16. Spartans lead it. Bounce pass and a tough one. It was low for Smith. She's able to pull it down, though. Got it across to Nelson. Nobody was against her because everybody was on the floor to try to get the tie-up. She missed the shot, though, and now it's down on the floor again, and it's tied up. And this time, the arrow belongs to the Bulldogs. Smith got tied up with Barron down there on the floor. And now Barron will inbound.
Pressure put on again here by the Spartans. Coach Peterson there trying to get things spaced out here with the pressure. And now a fire and a pass right into the hands of Madsen. Stole it away. Got it down to Parker. She'll push it back outside to Nelson. Nelson up top, Smith. She'll try the three. No good. Rebound fought for and going to be tied up. Nelson and Wood got tied up down low, and it belongs to the Spartans, so they'll get the keep. Down will come underneath here from Smith. Rachel Smith will tee it up top here into the hands of Nelson. She curls in, kicks it across to Parker, and Parker traveled with it. Drug that pivot foot, split it across as she looks to pass it back outside. And now inbound will come from Amy Klein. She's back in there. Those three fouls. She has it now, and she'll bring it up the floor on the dribble. Klein runs right in to Heigrich. Heigrich gets called for the blocking foul. That's pretty close. Could have been called either way there that time, but Heigrich will pick up her third. In checking in now for the Spartans, Claire Paulson back in. Heigrich's going to check out. 6:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Inbound pass into the hands here of Brooke Hass. So Frosco goes over here to straight. So drive left side, kick it back outside to Hass. They work it around. Klein, Amy Klein driving baseline. Cut off, picks it up, gets it out to Hass. Hass steps in on the dribble. Now back out Klein. She'll try the three from the right side and got it to go. Amy Klein now with 12 points. It's 28-19. First bucket of the second half for the Bulldogs. Into the left corner, they get it to Paulson. Now they work it around here outside for the Spartans. Down low inside Smith. She'll turn post up against Klein. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Klein. And she'll fight off the traffic. Gets it back off into the hands of Hass, and she'll walk it up the floor. They fire it down in the corner. Now back outside to Klein. Klein back to Hass. Hass a couple of dribbles. Back to Klein. She'll try a three. Same spot. Missed it this time. Rebound comes out long. Into the hands of Strait. Back off the half. 15-foot jumper from the elbow. No good. Rebound by Strait. She'll go back up with a shot. No good. But a foul going to be called here against Kennedy Madsen.
Boy, that's good hard work there by one of the smallest girls on the floor, Morgan Strait. Not one, but two rebounds there on that play. And she ends up going strong to the hole and getting the foul call. That's how you get your offense started.
And that's the third foul against Madsen. Strait now at the line here. Try to get herself in the scorebook. And she makes the first free throw. Into the ball game now. We'll see Brenna Jules guard check back in for the Spartans. Also Taylor Paulson back in as both Parker and Madsen will get a breather. Second free throw here for Straits on the way and good. She got them both this time. It's now 28-21. Back to a 7-point margin. Rachel Smith gets a screen coming up the floor. She'll hand it off to Paulson now. Paulson back across over to Jules guard. Jules guard skips it across into the hands of Nelson. Nelson back outside to Paulson. Paulson drives in traffic. Kick out. Nelson for the three. No good. Rebound comes out long. Lost by the Bulldogs into the hands of Smith. She goes up for the shot. And a victim of circumstance is Amy Klein, and she's going to get called for the foul. She was just there with her arms up, but Smith got the positioning first, and she gets the foul call.
And that is tough for Boyer Valley. You take Amy Klein out of the lineup, and there goes most of your points. And who else are you going to call on? Now you're going to have to sit her down for an extended time here with four fouls.
Rachel Smith with a chance at two, and she knocks down the first.
At a critical time where you're trying to rally back, and you've had a good little bit of success. They were down a dozen here a little bit ago, cut it to seven.
A lot of substitution here for Boyer Valley as well. They bring in three new faces here in the lineup, and one that hasn't been in the game yet, Candace Mefford, checks into the lineup. Smith puts up the second free throw and knocks it down. So she gets both, and it's 30-21. Barrett will inbound. She gets it in here to Mefford, back to Barrett. Now back up the floor. They go to straight. She'll go right side. Throw it down low. Quick pass, and a bucket is made there by Whitney Klein, who just checked in there at that last break.
That's just a good pass by Morgan Straight. She rifled that one to Klein wide open.
Up the floor now, Spartans have it. They'll dump it down inside. Nelson in traffic, puts one up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down inside there by Taylor Paulson, and she tried to go back up with a quick shot. She's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. foul going to be whistled here against Whitney Klein. She'll pick up her first. At the free throw line now, Taylor Paulson here for a pair. First one up and no good. Checking in now, Sydney Parker back in. As Jules Guard checks out for the Spartans. Also back in now, Taylor Rassel here for Booyer Valley as Katie Cogdell will check out. Free throw coming now here for Taylor Paulson. The second one up on the way and too strong. Rebound pulled down though by Chancey Nelson. Quick putback is good. He went across the lane to track that down and got the putback for the Spartans. Now a big collision, no call. Ball's loose on the floor here. Booyer Valley picks it up. They tried to throw it up into the lane. It's on the floor, now tied up between Smith and Mefford. And it's going to be an arrow possession here belonging to Booyer Valley as they'll inbound here underneath.
You ever see a big rock start to roll down a steep hill and nobody wants to get near it because they're afraid they're going to get their fingers pinched? That's kind of what happened over that far side. The ball just kept rolling and nobody wanted it.
Big collision there before that rolled away. Inbound pass here quickly. Mefford tries a three. No good. Rebound by Rachel Smith. Smith up ahead here to Paulson. Paulson into the front court. Crosses over. Goes to the top of the key. Hands it off. Smith the long three. No good. Rebound pulled down here by the Spartans as Parker tracked it down. Back to Paulson. Down low they go into the hands of Nelson. Back to Parker. Jumper on the way. Good. So the gal that hustled to track down the rebound gets rewarded after the ball worked around, and Parker knocks down the bunny. 34-23. Inbound pass down here. Barron's going to bring it up the floor for Booyer Valley. They'll drive left side, spin to the middle, now kick it across. Mefford, she'll drive in, fire one up there from 16. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound on the floor, being fought for, and another tie-up. This time the Spartans will have it. Inbound will come from underneath here for Xyra EHK as Nelson will be the one to send it in. A little pressure put on here. Spartans have a tough time. They lob it into Smith. He tracks it down. Now she'll break pressure on the dribble. Up ahead, gives a pass quickly to Taylor Paulson. She goes to the rack. Had her shot partially blocked. Might have been some contact there. No call. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. They'll run up the floor. Barron has it stripped for a moment. He's able to regain control of it, working against Parker, and now a foul going to be whistled here against Sydney Parker. She'll pick up her first, and that'll be the third team foul here against the Spartans in this half. Brenna Julesgaard back in. Taylor Paulson going to check out for the Spartans. And now a timeout taken here by Tom Peterson. 34-23, Spartans lead it. 3:15 left to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. CRS Mechanical, located just outside of Oakland in the Oakland City Park. Give CRS Mechanical a call at 712-741-5600 for all your fabrication, including building handrails and stairs and water jet cutting needs. At CRS Mechanical, just outside Oakland, Iowa. Crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles. Stop by Hy-Vee or call Jim and Sherry Kahn at 769-2581. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Body Basics Chiropractic. Offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Welcome back here after the timeout taken by the Spartans, and the Booyer Valley will inbound the basketball here underneath, and they'll inbound it here. Half the quick shot, no good, short, and the rebound comes down to Rachel Smith as it came out long. Smith now will bring it across the timeline and slow things down. They spread it out. They throw it down to Jules Guard. Quick pass over to Nelson. She backs up for a shot. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Whitney Klein for the Bulldogs. Ask has it now. She'll run it up in the front court. Over to Mefford. Three-pointer on the way. Airball it. And it's going to go out of bounds to the Spartans. Inbound from underneath will be Chancey Nelson. Nelson will fire it over here to Parker. Back to Nelson here as they break pressure. Up the floor, Jules Guard, quick pass across. Too high that time for Claire Paulson, and they turn it back over here to the Bulldogs.
Nice catch, though, off the bounce by that kid in the second row of the student section.
They're on their feet. They're aware of what's going on out there on the court. Inbound, the Bulldogs have a tough time finding anybody. Now Tipton on the floor. Ball still loose. Now it's tied up. And we're going to have the arrow belonging to Boyer Valley.
Yeah, they have to try to inbound again.
Yeah. And Mefford will go to inbound this one. Inbound pass, waiting, now gets it into half. Half will take a couple of dribbles, pick it up, get back to Mefford. She'll run it into the front court, all the way to the rack, and a foul going to be whistled on the floor before she got up the shot. And it's going to be the fourth team foul here against the Spartans as Chancey Nelson picks up her second. Mefford will inbound here from underneath. Bulldogs set it up. Lob up high, Rassel will take it. She'll take a couple of dribbles down the left side. Threw up a shot on the run, partially blocked. Rebound to Rachel Smith. Smith up the floor to Parker. Parker back to Smith. She'll try the three ball. It's good. Third three of the game for Rachel Smith. And it's 37-23. Inbound pass will come into half. She'll pass it across. Tough one to Mefford. Almost had it stolen. Get it up ahead, down to Strait. Strait tries to fire it down low. It's tipped and knocked out of bounds by the Spartans. And the Bulldogs will keep it underneath. And they're walking back the other way like it's not their ball. Somebody needs to go inbound it. Rassel will be the one to do it now, she realizes it. 2:01 left to go, third quarter. Fire it up top. Mefford, she'll try the three. That's off the front of the iron, no good. Half the rebound. In traffic, puts it back out to Mefford. Now down low to Whitney Klein. She has it tipped, almost stolen. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Boyer Valley. Tough call there, but Rachel Smith got in there to knock it away and forced that. And now a couple of substitutions here as well. Katie Congo will check back in. Whitney Klein checks out. Also back into the game here, Emmy Wood comes back in here for Boyer Valley. Inbound here, Claire Paulson kicks it across to Chancey Nelson. Nelson will bring it across from the dribble over to Paulson. Paulson, dribble in traffic, slices through defenders. Quick pass over to Jules Guard, open on the baseline. Missed the shot, though. Rebound tapped out, and it comes out long to the Spartans as Parker tracks it down. Parker across to Smith, the long three. Good. Boy, she's not afraid to pull up from wherever she happens to be standing and took that one in rhythm off the pass. Knocks it home for a 40-23 lead now. Spartans starting to stretch it out. Hass will bring it across up the floor. They throw it. Quick couple of steps and a shot no good, but a blocking foul going to be whistled down low here against Jules Guard. As we'll go to the line here for two shots for Kitty Cogdell. The score, 1:13 left to go in the third quarter.
When Cogdell took that pass out of the air without a dribble, took two steps going to the basket, I thought they were going to hit her for a travel.
And the first one off the side of the rim, no good. One more coming. Back into the game, Taylor Paulson here for the Spartans. Free throw up and good. The second one made that time there by Cogdell. Inbound for the Spartans. 1:11 left to go in the quarter. Parker stopped too quickly and shuffled the feet. Ran herself out of her own shoes that time, and the Bulldogs will inbound. Hass will bring it up into the front court. Passes it over to Strait, back to Hass, now back to Strait. Straight, a quick dribble, back to half. She'll curl around, stop, dumb it down low. Had a player for a moment, but good job by Taylor Paulson to streak across, get a piece of it. She couldn't steal it, but it ends up going out of bounds here for the Bulldogs. Or what would have been an easy look there for Emmy Wood. Wood now will inbound. She's looking, can't find anybody, now just fires it back into the backcourt, and Rassel tracks it down. She'll bring it back up across, get it over to half. Pass, back across, three-pointer up on the way. Missed everything there for Morgan. Straight, rebound to Nelson. She'll run it up the floor. Smith, in the lane. Caught it awkwardly, but able to gather herself. Missed the shot. Rebound putback no good by Taylor Paulson. And the rebound is straight, and they're going to be a foul whistled very quickly on the floor after that. As a foul going to be whistled here against Taylor Paulson, her second. Taylor Paulson back into the game. Jules Guard checks out. Barrett back in now here for Bowyer Valley as Haas is going to check out. 35 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass will come in. Get it into the hands of Barrett. She'll walk it up this time. 40-24, Spartans lead. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. They work it around the perimeter. Straight. Back up top, Barrett. Pump fakes. Back over to Straight. She'll take a dribble in. In traffic now. Has to kick it back out. Barrett. She'll step in. Pop one from 17 and knocks it down. 40-26. 10 seconds to go. Inbound to Smith. She gets it across the timeline. In traffic. And a reach-in foul going to be whistled here against Morgan Straight. That'll be the third team foul against the Bulldogs. Inbound here with 6 seconds to go in the quarter for the Spartans. Plenty of time to get something accomplished here. Nelson, tee it up top here to Parker. Parker goes back right side, gets it under the hands of Claire Paulson. Three-pointer on the way, off the back iron, no good. And that'll do it after three. Spartans make a run, and it's 40-26. We'll be back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with a professional staff at Interior Touch. Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop. Whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, we have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right or visit the American Pie Cafe, our 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca. And by the Insurance Store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the Insurance Store today. And good luck, athletes, at all of your sporting events.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Elkhorn tonight as we head to the fourth quarter here in this girls' first-round regional basketball game tonight. Xyra EHK with the ball and the lead, 40-26 as we head to this fourth quarter. And they have the ball first. They put it in play out top. Rachel Smith fires it here left side corner. Hegrick back into the ball game, pulls up off the dribble, fires it up short, and the rebound taken by Straight. Bulldogs back the other direction now as they bring it across the timeline into the lane. Quick shot up, no good by Emmy Wood, and the rebound taken out of the air by the Spartans. Quickly they try to run the floor. Kennedy Madsen down low, the quick jump hook. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It will stay with the Spartans. Biggest lead of the night was 17 at 40-23 for the Spartans. It's 14 right now at 40-26 as they inbound here in the corner. Hegrick left side. Gets it back out top to Parker. Smith right side. Grabs, turns, guns. No good. Back of the iron. Rebound comes high baseline. Taken there by Nelson. High pass out top. Dangerous thrown to Smith. And we're going to have an offensive foul call on Rachel Smith. As she ran down Katie Cogdell. That'll be just the second foul on Rachel Smith, and the ball goes back to Bowyer Valley. Well, Bowyer Valley has designs of advancing here in this tournament. They need to get started here pretty quick. They trail 14. Quick lob to the front court as they almost lost the ball on the inbound. Now they get it ahead to Wood. She'll fire it back out top. Klein, that's Amy Klein with it. Left side it goes to Cogdell. She steps in. It looks like she walked with a basketball. Now turns and shuffles it back out. Barrett trying to lean and throw up a shot. She's fouled. The bailout call there. Kennedy Madsen picks up her fourth. That'll send Barrett to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple here for Bowyer Valley. 6:56 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Still plenty of time. But the way these two teams have struggled most of the night offensively, you really can't afford to sit around and wait for the points to come if you're trying to rally back. First free throw by Barrett is good. She's got 8 points in the game tonight.
Yeah, you look at the time left in the ball game, and yeah, like the game has been played, you almost have to have a positive every time you have an offensive possession now from here on out for the Bulldogs.
Taylor Paulson takes Kennedy's Madsen's place on the floor for the Spartans. Second free throw by Barrett, no good. Rebound hits the floor, and it's picked up by the Spartans. Up the floor, Xyra EHK, Hegrick across the timeline, leaves it out top for Chancey Nelson. She'll fire it left side, right side. It's tipped up into the air. Picked up now by Hegrick, and now tied up, and the ball will go back to Boyer Valley. Well, these are the things that are going to get Tom Peterson up off the bench angry here pretty soon. You're trying to nurse a lead against a team that struggled to move the ball up and down the floor. Last thing you want to do is turn that right back over to him as Amy Klein dribbles up the floor, spins one out from the top of the circle. As she comes up empty on the three-point basket attempt, but a foul call out front. That's going to be on Taylor Paulson, her third. Emmy Wood was chasing after the ball. And that's team foul number 9 now on the Spartans. So it'll be a 1-1 here. And then two shots the rest of the way for Boyer Valley. That's a nice advantage to have when you're trying to rally from behind.
Yeah, here's their chance. Got to take advantage of the line now.
But that's one thing Boyer Valley's done pretty well tonight, is shoot free throws. The Wood at the line for the front end of the bonus. It is no good. Dances off the rim, and Nelson the rebound for the Spartans. Back the other way they come. 6:20 left to play here in this fourth quarter. Smith out top with it now for the Spartans. Right side to Nelson. They run curls. Now Nelson to the baseline. Her pass tip picked up there by Parker. Down low posting. We got a foul call. Got it inside to Paulson. And a foul whistled. I believe that's Morgan Barron picking up the foul. Megan Barron. And that'll be her third. Spartan ball on the baseline. They'll lob it out high to Parker. Parker off the dribble. Leaves it here for Nelson. Chancey Nelson, left side curl. Fires it back across to Parker. She's open baseline. Leaves it back out for Nelson. Martin's not real anxious to take quick shot attempts. Now over here to the near side, it's Hegrick. She'll dribble inside the lane and have a reach-in foul called. Now she bounced that one down low, and that's going to be all for Amy Klein as she reached in on Chancey Nelson as she caught the pass, and Klein has fouled out of the basketball game with 5:51 left to play here in the contest. She'll finish with 12 points here tonight.
Well, you hate to say that you lose all hope with one player, but that is a big blow for them. She was really a force for them.
But she's been on the bench much this second half, and they've been used to running rotations without her. We'll see. Smith out top, right side Parker. Spartans have the ball in the front court. To the corner, Nelson. Skip pass here, left side. Hegrick off the dribble, pulls up, short jumper, dances off the rim, no good. Rebound comes right into the hands of Paulson. Taylor Paulson down low, got a gift. It's not even Christmas. Right in her hands, and she dumps it in. 42-27 Spartans. Barrett up the floor now for Boyer Valley. 5:15 left to go. Barrett left side, off the dribble, stops, needs help now. She's picked up outside, leaves it for Wood. Emmy Wood drives the right side. The quick, awkward shot, no good. It's tapped out of bounds by Whitney Klein. It'll turn over to the Spartans. For the Spartans, it's Claire Paulson back up off the bench. And for the Bulldogs, back into the game, Taylor Rassel. In the backcourt now, the Spartans inbound with 5 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. Smith up the floor, stops, fires a three. Good again, Rachel Smith. Making it real difficult for the Bulldogs to get any momentum. She knocks down her third three of the half, her fifth in the game. And she's the game's high scorer right now. She's got 23 points, and it's 45-27 Spartans. Biggest lead of the night. Front court Bulldogs, left side Cogdell. Fires it across, Rassel. She'll jump one up from the right elbow. No good. Rebound, Chancey Nelson. Nelson with it for the Xyra EHK Spartans, brings it up the floor. Curls and takes it to the front court. Claire Paulson out top with it now. Tries to pass one inside. Barrett knocked it away up in the air. It's tied up. It'll stay with the Spartans. Paulson caught a break. She was able to tie that basketball up and avoid the turnover. She'll check out, though. Egrick is back in. Also on the other side now for the Spartans. Emmy Wood checks back into the contest as Cogdell will check out. Spartans basketball down low. 4:18 left in the ball game. 45-27 Spartans as the inbound comes to Parker. Back to Smith. Smith will step up and launch the three. This one's no good, and they'll be out of bounds. It'll turn over. That ball hit the back of the rim and kicked straight up hard and hit the basket support, which is a dead ball, so it'll go back to the Boyer Valley Bulldogs. 4:13 remaining, an 18-point game. Bulldogs need points, and they need them in a hurry at this point. For the front court, Barrett out top. Turns, drives the right side of the lane, stops, leaves it off. Into the lane now. Ball knocked away. Morgan straight tried to get in the lane. It was tapped free. Up the floor quickly on the dribble now is Sydney Parker. She'll leave it back outside for Smith. Smith the drive. The step across and the bank shot good on the run. 25 points for Rachel Smith. And it's 47-27. The biggest lead of the game now is stretched to 20 points. 3:40 left to go in the ball game. Left side all the way to the baseline. Straight has her shot blocked on the run. And a rebound and a foul underneath now as Barrett got the rebound underneath, tried to put up the quick shot. She got fouled. That'll be Rachel Smith picking up her third. Barrett to the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple here for the Bulldogs. Barrett's first one on the way is no good. It rings out. Kennedy Madsen back into the lineup now for the Spartans. For the Bulldogs, Candace Mefford will check back into the ball game, along with Holly Brock. Second free throw try coming for Megan Barrett, and that one is good. It dances home. She hits on one of her two. She'll check out, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout asked for by the Spartans. We'll take a break with them. 3:33 left, a 20-point lead for Exira EHK. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAS.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Coming soon, Messina Telephone Company will be able to serve the Atlantic area with cell phone service from iWireless, powered by Rolling Hills Communications. For more information of cell phone service by iWireless, contact Calvin at Messina Telephone Company or visit their website at messinatelephone.com. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass seed, and tilling needs. For high return, low cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today. Optech Transmissions is a highly qualified shop with expert transmission repair technicians with the knowledge and skills for your every automatic transmission repair need. Stop by Optech Transmissions, 510 Hill Street in Harlan, or call 712-755-9306.
3:33 remaining in this fourth quarter. Spartans have the basketball. The inbound heads all the way into the front court, picked up by Smith, up the floor to Madsen, and she'll lay it in. Well, that was easy.
Only you could do that every time.
49-28 now the score. 21-point advantage here for the Spartans. Mefford finds herself open left side. Fires a three that's no good. Rebound ricochet hits the floor, picked up by the Bulldogs. Quick shot again, no good. This time Taylor Rassel with the try. Rebound to the Spartans. 3 minutes left to go in the game. Spartans have the ball out top. Right side, it's Nelson. Chancey Nelson. Out top, Hegrick. Drives the lane. All the way to the rim. Misses the layup. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Brooke Hast away with it. Half to the front court. Mefford left side. The shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound down low is grabbed and saved nicely there by Brock. Ball loose, picked up by the Bulldogs. They'll keep it. Now Rassel from the left elbow fires quickly, awkwardly, no good. Rebound off the floor, Madsen, and she walked halfway across the floor trying to keep the ball away from the Bulldogs. And we're going to have a foul call inside, reaching against the Bulldogs. That'll be Holly Brock. That's her first. And both teams now will dust off the benches with 2:27 remaining. We'll catch the names as the players touch the basketball here tonight, get involved in the action, but both teams have dusted things off here tonight. Spartans have just four players on the floor. Got one more to add, and there we go. And away we go. Spartans will inbound. 2:27 left to play here in the ballgame. Hannah Smith, a junior, will bring the ball up the floor now. Leave it here near side for Madison Leader. Back across it goes to Smith. Into the corner. Three ball try from the right side is up and good. That's Kaylee Lang with a basket. She buries the triple at 52-28. This was a close game most of the first half. It stretched out to 8 at halftime. It's been nothing like that here in this second half as the Bulldogs try to drive baseline. And Allie Call is fouled as she goes along the baseline trying to get that shot up underneath. It's going to be Kaylee Lang picking up her first. At the free throw line, Allie Call for the Bulldogs. She'll shoot a couple. The first one is no good. One more coming. Down to a minute 56 remaining. Second try, no good. The rebound taken by the Spartans. The call misses on both tries. Hannah Smith to the front court for Exira EHK. Out top the Leader. Leader tries to lob it to the baseline. Down low, it's Brenna Julesgaard. And we got a foul call. Nice lob from way out top. Found Julesgaard down, patrolling down around the baseline. And a foul whistled underneath. It's going to go against Katie Klein. That'll be her first. And that'll send the Spartans to the line now in the bonus. So Julesgaard will get a chance to shoot the 1-1. A minute 44 remaining in the game. Front end by Julesgaard on the way is good. About a quarter after 8, you're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220, KJA in Atlantic, Iowa. Jim Field, Chris Parks with you here in Elkhorn tonight. First round of the girls won a regional tournament. It's postseason time already as Julesgaard knocks down the second one. And the Exira EHK Spartans are well on their way to advancing in this tournament. Just a minute 35 left as they go to the baseline, and the Bulldogs will get free throws. A foul down low as Megan Cooper, a freshman, got caught down in the block in a double team. He ended up on the floor, and the foul whistled against Julesgaard, her third. That'll send Megan Cooper to the free throw line for the first time. The fourth freshman to play tonight for the Bulldogs as she misses the first free throw. She'll get one more. For the Spartans now, Deanna Erlmeyer checks out as Alex Bolin has checked into the ballgame. One more free throw try coming, and Cooper misses on the second try. The rebound skids off the side of the rim, picked up by the Spartans. Minute and a half, 90 seconds left to go. Smith to the front court. Into the lane it goes Julesgaard. Turnaround shot blocked inside. It was blocked by Katie Klein, and the ball picked up by the Bulldogs. Up the floor, they get it across the timeline. Jennifer Zahner with it over to the left side, and a quick jumper up off the mark. No good by Katie Klein, but rebounded by the Bulldogs. They get it back outside to Zahner. She fires, no good. And now Hannah Smith had the ball down low, and it was tapped away by Mefford out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans. 70 seconds remaining. Hannah Smith takes the inbound, feeds it ahead to Julesgaard, and she'll break pressure across the timeline. Haley Lang with it down low, right side, feeds it back out to Smith. Her pass tips, but Julesgaard comes to get it. Now Smith will fire up a three ball. That's no good. Long rebound comes out, and it's picked off there by Zahner. Up the floor comes Mefford now for the Bulldogs. Into the lane, a quick turnaround shot is blocked as Katie Klein tried to fire one up quickly. Picked up off the floor by the Spartans. 40 seconds left to go. To the front court. Spartans here near side. Leader into the corner. They fire it back out to Smith. Hannah Smith, the bounce feed low to Julesgaard. Her shot tipped. Came up short. Blocked again. And now foul call. Katie Klein tipped the first one. Blocked the second one. And gets called for a foul on the wrist on that second try. Klein with her second foul. That'll send Julesgaard back to the line here for the Spartans with 28 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Julesgaard a chance to shoot a couple here. And the first one is no good. One more try here for Brenda Julesgaard. And this one is no good as well. The rebound to the floor picked up there by Klein for Boyer Valley. Across the timeline now. We're down to 20 seconds left. Mefford with the ball left side. Fires it across now. And a three ball on the way is short by Allie Call. Might have been tipped. Ball taken out of the air by Jules Guard. She'll run it up the floor. Her pass is stolen away. Tried to cross one over the lane. Allie Call the steal. 7 seconds. Call runs the floor. Awkward shot, no good. Rebounded, though, by Kaylee Lang, and that's going to do it. As time has run out here tonight on the Bulldogs, their season will end with a 54-28 loss here tonight. And for Xyra EHK, their season moves on with the victory. 54-28, an impressive second half. Just 12 points given up, a 30-12 second half advantage for Xyra EHK as they roll on to the victory here tonight. We'll take a break and wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Perry's Window Service in Atlantic is your professional window cleaning service for commercial and residential windows. They've been serving Southwest Iowa since 1970. Give Perry's Window Service a call at 712-243-2440. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are the trademark of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Van Tiger, owner. Avoca Building and Material, family owned and operated, is the small town lumberyard with big city variety. See them today at Avoca Building and Material in Avoca.
Jim Neal, Chris Parks back with you here in Elkhorn tonight, where the home team has picked up a victory, and they'll move on in Class 1A Girls Regional Tournament play. 54-28, your final here tonight. Xyra EHK with the victory over Boyer Valley. And, you know, one thing that kept Boyer Valley in the ball game, Chris, in the first half was their free throw shooting. They were 7-9 in the first half from the line. Not so good in the second half, just 5 out of 13 in the second half, and they didn't get there nearly enough. Just three field goals in that second half for the Bulldogs, and all of those coming in the third quarter. They were held with nothing but 2 made free throws in the fourth quarter. You're just not going to win many games like that.
Yeah, you're sure not. And we talked about at halftime that they needed to get some other players involved offensively to try to pick up the scoring pace. They were relying a little bit too much on Amy Klein, and she had to sit for a good portion of the ball game because of foul trouble. So nobody else stepped up and filled that role for them, and they just kind of struggled offensively in the second half.
Well, Rachel Smith didn't struggle. She didn't struggle at all.
Not a bit.
25 points for Rachel Smith, the sophomore for Xyra EHK, as she leads the way with 25 here tonight. She had darn near as many as the Boyer Valley Bulldogs had tonight. 25 for Smith, easily the game's high score. Also a dozen for Chansey Nelson for the Spartans here tonight. 7 points as well for Kennedy Madsen in the contest, and then a scattering of other points here tonight as well for Xyra EHK. 10 of 18 from the free throw line for the Spartans. For Boyer Valley, just one player in double figures. That was Amy Klein. She had 12 points when she fouled out with 5:51 remaining in the basketball game. A nice night for her, but just not enough opportunity. 9 points as well for Megan Barrett in the ball game tonight, and then just a scattering of points out there as well. And I don't know how you sum it up any better. Just 12 points in the second half, only 2 in the fourth quarter, and it's just tough to win basketball games like that. And Xyra EHK really came out firing offensively in the second half. Neither team looked all that good in the first half offensively, but Xyra EHK really found a lot of open looks.
Yeah, they started to find a rhythm a little bit, working the ball around the floor, finding some open looks, and they were able to get up and down the floor when they had the opportunity and did it under control there in that second half. And they were just a tough team to stop there. And when you have a player like Rachel Smith that's, you know, playing as well as she was there for a while, she's a really great shooter. She's fun to watch because she can do a lot of different things. They ask her to do a lot of different things. There's times when she'll play on the post when she has to. She'll step out and run the point sometimes, and just a very versatile player that has a good-looking shot out there for them.
And if she's not open at the three-point line, she'll just simply step back and make herself open, too. We saw that a couple of times here tonight.
Yeah, took a couple that were a good 3, 4, or 5 feet behind the arc.
So for Boyer Valley, their season comes to an end here tonight as with that loss. They dropped to 7-16 as their 2012-13 season closes here this evening. On the other side for Xyra EHK, they live to fight another day as the Spartans improve now to 17-5, and they'll move on in the second round.
Yeah, they'll play next Tuesday night back here at home in Elkhorn, and they'll take on either Heartland Christian or West Harrison. Those two teams were playing tonight in Mon Damon.
So that is your final here tonight, 54-28. The Spartans of Xyra EHK, a winner tonight over Boyer Valley. And girls 1A, first-round regional basketball play. Our next high school basketball here for you on KJAN comes your way tomorrow night. We'll be, making a long, long trip. What are we going to leave? 2 in the afternoon to get there? Long road trip tomorrow. Chris and I are going to drive about a mile up the road to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, and we'll plop down some roots there as the Atlantic Trojans will play host to the Creston Panthers tomorrow night at a boys' Hawkeye 10 conference matchup. It's the last conference game of the season for the Trojans, and it's an important one. They win, and they'll win the Hawkeye 10 conference championship for the second year in a row. And the Trojans will try to do that tomorrow night. 7:30 is the scheduled tip time, and we'll be on the air a little before that to get to the ball game. Atlantic hosting Creston boys, Hawkeye 10 hoops tomorrow night. Here for you on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, streaming live on the web at KJAN.com, and on your smartphones. Just download the free KJAN app on your iPhone or your Android smartphone by just going to your store and just typing in KJAN. It's a free app. Just download it. Piece of cake. 54-28, your final here tonight. Exira EHK, a winner over Boyer Valley and girls regional play. That'll do it for us here this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us tonight, and good night from Elkhorn.